So this kid has a diagnosis of diabetic ketoacidosis, DKA. We are going to have a dilutional hyponatremia, down arrow for serum sodium. This is because the hyperglycemia is going to increase serum osmolality. That actually in and of itself is a high yield detail. I don't want to digress, but that means we have an up arrow for serum osmolality. That's going to cause an osmotic pull, which will retain plasma volume in the intravascular space and cause a dilutional hyponatremia. So down arrow for serum sodium and DKA. Then we look at the serum potassium versus total body potassium. This is where students get fucked up. We're gonna have an up arrow for serum potassium and a down arrow for total body potassium. This is called a hyperkalemia despite low total body potassium. I articulate this because students get confused and they say, well, which one is it? If we have high serum potassium but low total body potassium, is that hypo or hyperkalemia? It's hyperkalemia, high, because we have in the blood emia, so high serum potassium, okay, despite low total body potassium. We have low intracellular potassium. That's the only way that can make sense to have low total body potassium, but have high serum potassium, is if they had a fourth variable here, intracellular potassium, you would choose a down arrow. So there's three mechanisms USMLE wants you to know for why we have high serum potassium. The first is simply that insulin will drive potassium into the cells physiologically. So we have a deficiency of insulin in DKA, so potassium can't be driven into the cells. Serum potassium remains high. That's the first mechanism. The second mechanism is the deficiency of insulin means less GLUT4 expression on the cell surface, less glucose entering the cell, and therefore less ATP production. So we have less activation of the sodium potassium ATPase pumps on the cell surface. Potassium normally moves into the cell, sodium moves out of the cell. So if potassium can't move into the cell via the ATPase pump, then that means we have higher serum potassium. We could also make an argument and say, well, isn't that also a reason why we have hyponatremia if sodium can't leave the cell? In theory, yes, but the overwhelming effect slash reason is because we have dilutional hyponatremia from the increased serum osmolality. Okay, that's the main mechanism for why we have hyponatremia and DKA. And then the third reason why we have high serum potassium is because of the potassium proton shift. So ketoacidosis, we're going to have proton production. Protons move into the cell. Potassium moves out of the cell to balance charge. Okay, so those three main mechanisms. Number one, insulin driving potassium into the cell directly. Number two, sodium potassium ATPase pumps. And number three, the potassium proton shift. They're all defective in this case. So we have high serum potassium. Low total body potassium because we're going to be wasting it at the kidney. We get increased kaliuresis. Kaliuresis, sophisticated word for saying just peeing out or micturating potassium. So even though we have decreased intracellular potassium, the increased serum potassium is going to be passing through the Bowman capsule. Kidney senses that and it's trying to get rid of it. Okay, it doesn't know. The kidney doesn't know that throughout your body you have low intracellular potassium. All it's sensing is we've got more potassium entering the kidney. So we're going to get potassium wasting at the kidney. So that's going to be causing our overall total body potassium to decrease. And the mechanisms causing high serum potassium are going to be maintained in DKA, which is why our serum potassium will stay high. Okay. So this can be a confusing mechanism, but I hope that that was concise enough. You just need to know the down arrow for serum sodium, dilutional hyponatremia, the up arrow for serum potassium, those three mechanisms as we described, and then the down arrow for total body potassium because intracellular potassium will be decreased. And once again, we articulate this as hyperkalemia despite low total body potassium. Okay, that's it.